What can we learn about God from Christmas? What is it that we can learn? How many of you have dogs? Raise your hand. Dogs, raise your hand. Okay. An author was writing about knowing God. And he compared our knowing God to how well your God, your dog, knows you. So think about that for a moment. How well does your dog know you? Does your dog know your sense of humor? Does your dog know your worries, your fears, your financial status, your secrets, your doubts? Does your dog know what you like to do when you leave the dog behind at home? So it's hard to imagine your dog really knows you at all. The author goes on and continues the thought and kind of scraps that idea of the dog. It's not the dog. Imagine the flea on the dog. How well does the flea on the dog know you? That is how well we really know God. So what can we learn about God from Christmas? Our knowledge of God is similar to the ways in which we know one another. For imagine those people you know. There is a bit of uncertainty. And there's also an act of faith in the relationship. Part of each and every person is inaccessible. There are some things I'm not going to share with you about me. There are some things I would never share with you about me. And things you don't want to know about me. And each of our relationships, there's also a great amount of trust, even with those whom you are closest to. A young 4-year-old girl was saying to her 2-year-old brother, "Let's play Christmas. I'll be Santa. You be the present." You know where this is going, right? And now I can give you away. So in all of our relationships with one another, there's some uncertainty and there is some trust. And so it is with our relationship with God. Much of God is inaccessible. And there's a great amount of faith in that relationship. And each one of us is at a different place in our relationship with God. There is trust. There is faith. There is uncertainty. But God is a self-revealer. Otherwise, we would not know anything at all about God. So what do we learn? What knowledge do we gain from Christmas? We learn that the story of God becomes small. God becomes small. The religious traditions in the day in which Jesus was born, the primary emotion but one perceiving God was that of fear, of being afraid. People shrank from spelling the name of God, from saying the name of God. One was never to see God face to face as you read the stories of Moses in the wilderness, how he was filled with great fear. There was a separate sanctum for God in the temple in Jerusalem, divided by a curtain, to which there was no entry except for a very, very few. People thought of God in terms of fear. So what then is less scary than a newborn baby? What is less scary? This was our granddaughter when she was born a little over 4 years ago now. You know what it's like when you hold that baby? You hold that baby. You want to hold it, don't you? You walk along with that new baby and you just want to get your hands on that child. Hold it and rock it close to you. I don't know what our granddaughter was aware of, but in that first hour or two of her birth, she was passed along between about 15 different people. Grandparents and aunts and uncles, all there to celebrate that birth. So how then are we to relate to God? That does not involve fear of not being afraid. Think of a young child. Think of a young child. Even the youngest of children want to hold on to that baby. A young child sees a young baby and they go like this. They want to hold the child. They want to hold that baby. There is no fear. And so God comes to us in such a small way, so as there would be no fear. The angels come to the shepherd in the night, telling of the news and singing of what had taken place in Bethlehem. And what does the shepherd say? Come, let us go see. They are drawn to a child in a manger. These shepherds, who are lumped together with the godless people of their society, who were restricted to the fringes of the temple courtyards, nowhere near the inner sanctum, they're invited to visit the Messiah. They're invited to come and to see this child, to see this baby. And to celebrate then the new covenant that God had established with all people of His creation. Where He promised to be in relationship with them. Promised to share with them a partnership. He does not emphasize the gulf between God and us. But rather spans it. Builds a bridge. Connects us. So a relationship is possible. In so many ways, yes, God is incomprehensible, but He comes in the form of a child, in a baby. The God who created the world now takes shape within it. Not in a palace. Not to sit on the throne, but in a barn, amongst the animals, in the small village of Bethlehem. The town of Bethlehem sat at the bottom of a hill, and on top of that hill was Herod's great palace, the Herodian. And the child Jesus is born in the shadow of that great palace. The Messiah comes into a world that is tilted in favor of the rich and of the powerful and takes His place with the disenfranchised and disadvantaged, the lowly.
Just think of the story. You have an unwed mother told she would have a child.
In a society in which one was to be a mother and not married, there could be harsh penalties imposed upon her. And she's forced to take any shelter at all at the time of her child's birth. They go to the inn and they're told there's no room in the inn. What's not recorded in the gospel, not only does the innkeeper say there's no room in the inn, but the innkeeper also said even God couldn't get a room tonight.
And this baby and Mary and Joseph are forced from their homeland. Our Messiah, our Savior, was a refugee. Forced to leave the land of His birth and go to Egypt.
And upon returning, He grew up in a land filled with turmoil and violence from the occupation and the oppression of the foreign government.
But God lay aside power to take a place among the common people and establish relationship with all.
Gave assurance of understanding and knowing, and that there would be glory in service and sacrifice, in giving, in being gracious, in being merciful.
Our Messiah is a humble one. It is a humble birth of which we sing.
And we recognize and realize that there is glory in humility, in being in low position. There is wonder and splendor and praise in the setting of a stable. Imagine that. How will we perceive the setting of Jesus' birth as one being beautiful and peaceful and tranquil when it was anything but that?
But in this child, in this Messiah, we find glory. Personifying glory in lowliness.
And so there you have Christmas 101, an introduction to knowing God. And now between this Christmas and next, may your knowledge grow. May you add to your understanding. And as you learn, may you be transformed so that you bring change in your expressions of glory through love, compassion, forgiveness, mercifulness, and grace. Amen. Mm-hmm.